Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
So this is funny. You don't have your bell.
No.
What's funny?
My kids took it and there's stickers all over it now.
I thought I had my bell just as of yesterday.
Mm-mm. No, you can't
and
leave
then
things.
Little hands.
When, no.
Have relocated it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? It probably brought him a lot of joy in the moment. And that's fine. I am sipping something. Normally, so we're recording Thursday evening. And normally, this is when we do Patreon, like fresh off the cuff. Like,
Yeah.
You know, you guys are getting Patreon episodes, which are the Friday episodes that we release. You guys get those within us, you know, 8 to 12 hours of us recording. And we don't normally drink, but I just feel like I've had...
Have you had a day?
I've just had a day,
a little bit of a day.
Yeah, so I'm having a spicy marg.
Oh,
you know?
Yum.
I'm just doing the old Powell and Mahoney jalapeno with tequila. And then I wanted a little extra splash of something. So I put some Malibu rum, like coconut rum.
And?
And it's great.
Really?
You know, it's like coconut and jalapeno. Yeah. It's like a spicy coconut margarita kind of thing.
I'm having my favorite drink, but I'm in Hawaii or something. It feels
exactly.
like
there's
that
a Hawaiian touch to it.
You're on vacation. Mm-hmm. So funny. I'm not normally an afternoon like drinker. You know that about me.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I was having a day. It was not like necessarily bad, but it was just a day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a day. It was the very last day in my job of meeting this goal. And we have quarterly goals and it was the last day of the quarter. And it was like, I didn't think... Rewind 2 weeks ago, I didn't think I was going to be able to do it because just like a bunch of different things had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, is it possible? Is it move this, carry the one, divide by two? Like, can this happen?
Yeah.
And then it just started to get really stressful because I'm like, God, I'm going to end up at 99.9%. And that's not an option.
Right. No, I'd rather fall way short than just be.
Yeah.
I could. Blow on the finish line. Yeah,
oh, God. So just that, it was just like that stress was propelling, to say the least. And yesterday, long story short, it ended up happening. But it came down to like the last day, like a phone call situation.
Wow.
And then I went and poured a margarita at like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. I gotta like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. I need to decompress.
Good. Did Chris have one with you?
No, he didn't. Anyway.
Did he take Ben on a little adventure this week?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they went for a hike or something.
So they like to go look at mountain houses. We're not shopping for a mountain house. Our dream someday is to like have a little tiny cabin at the mountain.
Yeah.
Chris has really fond memories growing up by the river. Not like he didn't grow up by the, but like his family had a little cat, like that, mm-hmm. you know, and he would spend time there as a little kid. And so when he thinks about rivers, it makes him very happy. And he wants Ben to spend lots of time by rivers. Oh. And so that's sort of a thing. And so lately, like as just something to do, because, you know, Chris is still watch, like he is like Ben's primary person during the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of boring sometimes, you know, it's like you love being a parent and sometimes it's countdown to nap time and what are we going to do? And so
it's almost every day unless you have an adventure planned.
Right.
It's a
lot of the same books right now. And sometimes the time moves slow. And so they lately it's like get in the car, drive 45 minutes. Go check out some random mountain house, but then there's like trails and rivers. And so then they spend like the first part of the day there. Yeah. Then they come back for nap time.
Yeah.
And by the time nap time's over, it's only a couple more hours before I'm done because I wrap up at like 4. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's that's that.
I thought his story.
So your day was
I'm just having a human day. You know, I'm in the we talk about this a lot on Patreon, but we're doing a catch up here first. But I am in a season of major growth.
Yeah.
And growth is very uncomfortable. Mm. And it's just like some days I'm riding high and then some days I start doubting the shit out of myself. And I wrapped up my course yesterday.
Congrats,
my body positive badass. Thank you. And then I had a couple other offerings for them to continue working with me. And I'm so excited about it. And I feel really great and really proud. And so I'm like talking to them and everybody is freaking out in the comments. Like, I'm so excited. People are going to purchase. And then they say, it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. And every technical thing that could have gone wrong yesterday did. And I'm realizing that the story I'm telling myself today is that I suck. And it's just, this is just the season that I'm in right now, like of just growing. And I'm trying to just reframe to like, this was a learning, like you'll never do that again. You'll never present something without double and triple checking and making sure things go, because I 100% know I left money on the table yesterday because people are excited in the
that
moment.
That was the conversion.
Yeah. So one person even tried to commit. And I guess her card was charged. I'm like, I don't see anything on my end. Like there was an error or whatever. And then it got refunded. And so she messaged today and she's like, okay, I see the refund. I'm like, well, are you planning on booking? And she hasn't responded. I'm guessing no, right? Like, so I'm mad at myself because I don't know, but it's also just a growing pain. So I am just like doing this dance with pissed, but also knowing that this is like just part of it. It's part of what it, you know, and you guys know if you're on Patreon with us and Call knows, like it's so hit and miss the weeks that I have, like if I'm going to feel amazing or if I'm going to just be like, I don't know, did I make a grave mistake by doing this? So that's where I'm at today. Just like a lot of doubts and it doesn't make sense, but it's what my brain's offering me. So I'm having a mark to just chill my brain out.
Dude. Ups and downs are normal.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. But I'm like, this is what's going on in my head right now. And this is a growing pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure not all of you guys can relate to it as you listen. But like we all have those moments where we're like, it doesn't make sense what our brain is offering us, like us punching ourselves in the face. But we're still like, that's still what's happening anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of part
You're
of that's
torn
why,
up a little bit about it.
Yeah. Instead of saying, look, I'm having a bad day now, I'm just like, oh, I'm having a human day. Like, this is just part of having a human brain. Our brains are wired to be, to tend toward the negative because hundreds or whatever, thousands of years ago, when there was negative, like it kept us alive. It was a survival mechanism. Like, uh-oh, I feel danger, protect yourself.
Yeah.
And so our brains are just wired to be on the lookout for shit. And we have to actively override that.
Yep.
And sometimes it's easier than others. So
my old boss used to tell us in moments where failures happened. It's not a bad word. He said, right? Never waste one of those. Mm-hmm. Never waste a failure.
Yeah. That's good.
Stakes weren't that high yesterday. This is right. the very beginning of your course. That's right. never going to happen again.
Yep.
So never waste that moment. Mm-hmm. Now when yeah. the stakes are high,
right,
you're going to be good.
I'll have learned this.
You'll uh-huh. have learned this. Yeah. What a gift.
Totally. Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway.
I hope you're not hungover tomorrow. Speaking of hangovers. Why did it come out like that?
I don't know. Whoa. Speaking of hangovers, before you get into the spring cleaning, we should update you guys on the cocktail box real quick.
Yeah.
We don't know. So it's been actually the box itself, not the inside parts and the cocktails. That's all dialed.
The meat
and potatoes
is ready.
But the box has been giving us a big ass problem because we wanted, Colin and I wanted very colorful, very fun, yeah. very beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent Speaking 3 hours one day working on this. We yeah. speak, it was going to be a vacation in your mailbox. And they said, no, we
too
can't
much.
Print that. We this can't do it. Much. We can't do it. So we've been working on that and going back and forth for a while. We are shooting now and we will keep you updated as we go, but we're shooting now for like, it will be launched sometime this month for May 1st shipping. And the idea is, it'll be like a Cinco de Mayo celebration-ish
kind of
around that time.
Wait so, to have yes. those drinks again.
Me neither.
I you know. Guys. And it's enough for two. So it's like date night or you just have two for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll last yep, you yep, a little yep, yep, while. Yep. Alcohol. One of the questions we've been getting a lot, like on Instagram, alcohol is not included. These are, yes. this is the brains behind the operation. We'll make alcohol recommendations. It's a liability situation. But if you're like Prego or just do not drink alcohol, this is perfect because these drinks are divine. Like yeah. Leah, the mastermind behind these, you guys, this is like you're going to be feeling like you're on the rooftop of a top bar in Vegas with your yeah. besties. Like it takes you somewhere.
Even she, so we're going to, Call and I are going to film little videos of us making our respective yeah. cocktails and you guys will get little video things. And even when she sends over like, here's my garnish idea. I'm like, holy shit, did I just fly to Vegas yeah. and someone made me a cocktail?
Oh my
like,
God.
This isn't your standard anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's next level.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, so that's that.
We did an episode a couple weeks back at this point about spring cleaning and y'all have tips. So I'm going to read a couple.
Yep.
Some of you slid into our Gmail, which is youcansipwithus@gmail.com, PS. So don't be strangers. Give us your feedback or
drop a line.
Give us your hot tips Connect. And takes.
Yep,
and
yep.
Anyway. This comes from Sally, subject line, spring cleaning, a must read. She said, obviously, I just listened to your pod about spring cleaning and man, do I have good news for you. There's an Instagram account that went somewhat viral at the beginning of the pandemic and they're really stepping up to the plate to help fellow cleaning enthusiasts and cleaning wannabes. That's me.
Oh,
same here.
Oh, I thought, okay. When you said that's me, I thought she was talking about it's her account that went viral.
Oh, no. Like, she's a cleaning wannabe like me.
That's me. Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
So the account is, she said, go check out Go Clean Co. So G-O Clean C-O. Go Clean Co. on Instagram. They share tips, hacks, and logistical parts of cleaning a whole house. It's the best thing I've ever seen, and it's been so helpful.
Ooh, wow.
They use few basic cleaning ingredients, like, you know, the main theme of the cleaning segment was freaking vinegar. I did buy since then a huge Costco thing of it. And managed to make the whole houses that could otherwise be really gross look spotless. All right, so I'm going on right now to give Go Clean
Co. I just did it. They have 1.8 mil.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Sounds like they know what they're doing. Spring cleaning tip. This comes from Sterling. Hey, ladies, listening to this week's spring cleaning episode, thought I'd share an Insta. Oh my God, same one.
What?
Go Clean Co.
Go Clean Co.
Same freaking thing. Cleaning hacks. Thought you guys would enjoy. It's unreal and super addicting. Guys, this is bona fide.
You guys, also I'm on here and they're website and email address is Bleach Pray Love, which I just think is so cute. So clever. Bleach Pray Love, man. So good. All right. Anyway.
All right. Speaking of things we love. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Oh, we don't have the bell, but we love
Ana
our
Luisa.
Ana Luisa. You guys, we've talked about, I think we talked about maybe
last week?
A week ago. Yeah. The cutest jewelry, you guys, starting at $39. There is no luxury markup. They are amazing for you. Like, I got a necklace and two different kinds of earrings. I'm obsessed with them. But they also would be great gifts, and you might want to be thinking about like Mother's Day now. But at a $39 price point, it's approachable for anyone. But the quality, like, I thought maybe a $39 price point, I would, you know, not, it wouldn't be the highest quality. I sleep in it. I shower in them. Like, and I don't know if you're supposed to, but so far so good on my end.
Yeah, dude. I, you guys, this is www.analuisa.com/sip. That's where you can go check out this stunning jewelry. And they're super sustainable too. You guys can get 10% off by going to that link. I went and picked out a couple of pieces, and I'm not like super into jewelry, like, you know, in terms of quality stuff. And then Ana Luisa comes into my life, and the difference is significant. Like, their stuff versus the stuff I normally buy, this makes me feel like special. Claire's. Yes. And it stands out. I get compliments. I've got earrings and a little necklace, and I get compliments on it all the time. And I love that they're carbon neutral. They offset 100% of their carbon emissions. They do things in limited batches. You guys go to www.analuisa.com/sip, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. Go treat yourself. Go treat your loved ones. The gifts, super unique gifts, get 10% off. www.analuisa.com/sip. Beautiful, sustainable jewelry.
Okay. Should I start?
Yeah.
I got some faves I got to share.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right. So, you know, I've been trying to read more books this year, and I think I talked to you guys already about one. Did I mention Verity?
I think
like
so.
Like a while ago. So Verity,
I'm going to add this to our favorites in Amazon because we have a books section.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. So Verity by Colleen Hoover. It was the first book that I've read for fun in, I don't know, 10 years or something. And I think I was a little critical of it. It's very easy, almost like teeny bop writing, but the story is insane, and it is 9 out of 10 for me.
Ooh.
But I am currently reading one called Beach Read.
Beach Read? Like B-E-A-C-H?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. And I'm only middle of the way through, but I just really love it. And I bought it because of reviews that I saw other people talking about. But there's a couple in there. Well, they're not a couple yet. It's just a guy and a girl. But their banter back and forth is so witty. Like, I want to be friends with both of them. And I don't know exactly. I think that they're going to become romantic, but I don't know yet. But anyway, so I'm having a lot of fun reading that. So Beach Read.
By Emily Henry. And you guys, in our Instagram profile, there's a link, and that link includes our Amazon favorites, and there's a book section, so you can go shop our Amazon faves, and this is being added in there.
Okay, the best thing that I sipped, have you heard of Copper Cow coffee?
Yes, I think I got that as a stocking stuffer once, and then I just forgot about it, never made it, and then when we were moving, it had expired, so I had to throw it away.
Mm-hmm. So it is these individual, they almost come in like tea packets, but they come with like these side cardboard things that you can hang over your cup. So they have this, you know, coffee filter, individual size. So you just boil hot water and pour the coffee in, and it's Vietnamese coffee, like fresh Vietnamese or whatever. They have a bunch of different flavors. They have like a churro one, just your standard black, a ginger one, lavender, all different kinds. And then they also have Thai iced tea and a chai tea.
I love Thai iced tea.
Yeah. And they serve it with a sweetened condensed milk where it's just milk and sugar from California. So I bought a whole variety pack, and I've been really enjoying it. It's like very peaceful, brewing it, you know, you're like filling that thing up, and then it's just kind of like a cozy thing. So I really like that. I have been having one of those every day this week, and it was good. The best thing I heard. So right now I'm listening to a book on Audible called The Body Is Not an Apology. And I just think it's really fascinating. It is by Sonia Renee Taylor. And the story, I heard her on someone else's podcast, and she talked about, Brené Brown. She was on Brené Brown's podcast, and Brené asked her, what made you, I guess, how'd you come up with The Body Is Not an Apology or something? And she said, you know, I used to go tour around, and one time there was a woman and she had a physical disability. So I think she was in a wheelchair and she was talking about how she had sex unprotected. And the author, Sonia, asked her like, well, why did you have unprotected sex? And she said, because having sex with me is already comes with challenges. And I just felt like it was hard to ask for another thing. And she said, your body is not an apology, right? And then it goes on to, all, you know, about all kinds of other things. But I really am enjoying it. It's very eye-opening. And if you're interested in radical self-love, check out that book. Okay, and now I'm going to play. So the coolest thing I watched, I think this is a really cool, cool idea. So this is a TikTok, and I'm going to play it. Hold on.
What was the coolest rule that your parents gave you growing up?
I absolutely love this. So once I was old enough to start driving, I got a job immediately and I would pretty frequently hang out with my coworkers after work. I would always let my parents know like, hey, we're going out to grab a bite to eat. You know, what time do you want me to be home? If they told me that they wanted me home at 11:30, but they were tired and wanted to go to bed, they would set an alarm on their phone that I would have to turn off prior to 11:30 so it wouldn't go off and wake them up. If for whatever reason I was running late and I wasn't going to be home until 11:35 because I got stuck at a light or whatever, then I had to send them a text message and say, got stuck at lights, I'll be home at whatever time. And when that alarm went off, they would then see that text message and they would know, okay, she's on her way home and she's okay. So they would hit snooze and then I would still have to turn off the alarm. If the alarm went off again, then they knew something was wrong and then they would call me. The alarm never went off. So this instilled really good time management skills for me, trust, responsibility, and really good communication between all three of us.
I just thought that was such a cool idea. Isn't that a cool concept?
I also really like her. That she like recognizes the lessons in that. And
yeah.
And it's also tactical, like really good tip. Very
yeah. And
cool.
I feel like it's just, it's not being like a helicopter parent. It's giving your, I don't know. It just feels, yeah.
It's like so, mutual respect.
Yeah. Yeah. And those are my faves.
All right. Those are awesome. My faves. So I've gotten a new satin pillowcase, which I love. Like satin pillowcases. I'm such a lately it's
satin
like,
or silk? Are you like
satin? Just because silk are really this is like a
expensive.
Well, this is just like an economical buy. But they have, get this, 148,000 reviews on Amazon.
Whoa.
Is that like the most? Like
I would be that's a great question.
I don't know.
Like what are the most reviewed items?
You know, we should do a whole segment on that.
Yes, we should.
Like there has to be some resource and we should review the most reviewed items.
Right. Like, oh my God, 100%. Wow. But are we just brilliant or brilliant?
We're so brill. But this is, but get this. Okay. 148,000 reviews, over 4.5 stars. Guess how much these are? $7.
And you like them?
I love them. I love them. So okay. I'm going to add these to our, we have like
what
a
are they called?
Sleep section, self-care, whatever. So they are called, I just put them in our sleep shopping bucket on Amazon Faves. So they're Bedsure, B-E-D-S-U-R-E, satin pillowcase for hair and skin. 2-pack. I got the king size. They have a, so there's a little bit more. It's probably like flexes up to $15 or something. But they have a ton of different colors and I really like them. All right. So favorite thing that I ate, Chris's mom is fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
Celebration. Awesome. So cool. We had a reunion with all of us being able to be indoors and she got to like spend a ton of time with Ben, which was awesome. I made for the occasion this recipe, you guys. I love Swedish meatballs. Swedish meatballs are so effing good. And I have the...
You made them from scratch?
Yes. This is a recipe I've made. Because Swedish meatballs are a labor of love in the sense like making the meatball mix isn't that much work. But then it's like you have to brown them on all sides and do them in small, not small batches, but enough to where you can like manage it all. And then it's like several batches of that. And then you make like a special Swedish meatball sauce. So I've made this recipe, I don't know, 5 times or something, but like over the course of years. And it is the best. Like people who I've made this for have been like, oh my, it's like a jaw dropper kind of thing. And so it's Simply Recipes Swedish meatballs. So if you Google Simply Recipes Swedish meatballs, you will not be let down. And you serve them with either like mashed potatoes. You definitely want to make sure you get like lingonberry sauce, or you can do like egg noodles as well. So good. Okay. Another fave of mine, you know that I love DP Hue.
Yes.
Not DPHU. Mm-hmm. DP Hue. So I use their root dye or whatever.
Touch up thing. Yeah.
Product. But they also, so in my FabFitFun box years ago, they gave me like an apple cider hair rinse. And I liked it, but not enough to, I don't know, splurge on it. But they, I don't know if it's recent or if it's new to me, but they have a DPHU apple cider vinegar shampoo.
Oh.
Now, and it's $30. So it's not like, it's not like super expensive, but it's not super economical and it's not a huge quantity. However, you can get it on Amazon, and I checked DP Hue and it's the same price on DP Hue's website. Oh, okay. So the convenience factor is there. And I always love when you can get something on Amazon for the same price, right? But I bought it. I really love it. I love like a little bit goes a long way. It has a really good like lather and my hair feels really soft after I use it. So I like really look forward to using it. But yeah, DP Hue apple cider vinegar soothing shampoo.
Nice. Okay.
A couple things that I have watched recently. You guys know how much I love Stanley Tucci. And he's having a moment in the sunshine right now.
Oh.
Like people are like either rediscovering or discovering, but he has a show with CNN, and this is the perfect show when you're like, hey, I've got 20 minutes or I just want to watch something mindless or whatever, if you like food shows. But it's called Searching for Italy and it's on CNN. And it's Stanley going to different parts of Italy and like just like meeting people. It kind of reminds me of like Anthony Bourdain-ish.
Yeah.
But I just love him. I love him so much. And now he has a show.
Where is it? On Netflix? Because you CNN. Said CNN. So is it on demand?
Yeah.
Or?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, yep. Set it to record because new episodes are coming out each week.
Okay.
Another thing that I watch, which isn't like, sometimes I struggle with like, if it isn't awesome, should I bring it here? This was like, I would give this like a C+, but it had A moments. Right.
Okay.
And I think the topic's important. So HBO did a documentary on QAnon. They're doing a documentary about that group called Into the Storm.
Wow.
Okay. And it's not like A+ quality documentary for me, but I do think that it's fascinating and really interesting and really important to watch because this group, like, I don't know, I feel like we're in a time where information is really important. And I think what this shines a spotlight on is how you can like go down a rabbit hole with things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And see what you want to see maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Kind of blinders.
And echo chambers and those kinds of things. And how then you can sort of calcify yourself in a way. And I thought that they did a good job like surfacing a bunch of information about how people kind of started out in one place and then ended up in a totally different place and the factors that led to that. So anyway, HBO Into the Storm, that's all my faves. Down and dirty.
Ding, 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 ding. In this one, it should be on our list every single time we do a fave because it's been a favorite of Colleen and I's now.
Forever.
For going on a couple years.
Oh, yeah.
And that is Care Of. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals, whatever they are, with a customized vitamin plan, which I am obsessed with because as your life changes, you go online, you take this quick little quiz, tell them what you're looking for, what your needs are, what your lifestyle is like, any health concerns you have. And then it is like getting a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist, all without leaving your house, and they will get you a personally tailored approach to your health needs. They send you then your personalized pack, and then you don't have to go into the, like, stumble into a store and say, like, I'm having trouble sleeping. What do I need? Or I feel, you know, I'm postpartum, or I want to get pregnant, or I drink a lot, or whatever. And you're like, what does my body need? Care Of knows.
They know.
They just know all the things. So I have switched my pack now probably 6 times since I've been with them. For like, I've probably been with them for 3 years or so.
Yeah.
Because I was with them before they even jumped on as a pod partner. And I just always feel so good knowing that I'm getting exactly what my body needs.
Guys, you got to go to Care of and get these vitamins. Personalize a pack for you for 50% off of your first order. Go to takecareof.com/sip50 and enter code SIP50. That's 50% off your first Care of order. Go to takecareof.com/sip50 and enter code SIP50. Let's dive into some two sips.
Take some two sips, eh?
All right, you guys, if you want to give us a call and ask us a question, go to our Instagram bio. You can hit the call icon and actually leave us a voicemail. It'll go right to a voicemail, or send us an email at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. That is how you can become part of this segment. All right. This one comes... Oh, I can't say. She said anonymous, please. Hey, Ash and Call, I need your two sips. I just got into graduate school and I don't like my current job. I'm moving in with my boyfriend soon after this year of living on my own for the first time in my life. Basically, my rent is going to be much less, expenses much less, because now I'll have my boyfriend as a roommate. Do I quit my full-time job and focus on grad school and do a part-time gig? Do I suck it up and have a stable income for the next 2 years? Love you. Thanks.
I think you suck it up. Mm. Not necessarily because you need the money, like it sounds like you would be fine without, but I just think, I don't know. I mean, I don't actually think there's a right or wrong here. You can, like, if whatever, you can decide. I also just think a lot of times jobs suck, mm-hmm. even if you had, like, I just remember so many times. I would start a job and think like, oh, once I do this, then I'll be happy. Once I do this, then I'll be, and I've seen so many other people do that too. And you end up just staying entry level for so long because you just keep switching and you become the low man on the totem pole. And I feel like later in life, life is for sure too short to work a job that you hate. But if this is temporary, why not like take that extra money and invest it and become a millionaire one day? I don't know. I think like loving your job is a little bit overrated when you're, especially when you're younger. Like if you're in grad school and your priority is grad school, like, I don't know. I just kind of think make the money.
Yeah.
And invest it if you don't need it, because I don't know. And I also just think there's a good lesson of like, I'm going to show up for this.
Yeah.
Even though I don't love it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Looks like, were you going to go a different direction?
No, I was just looking at, I was kind of sorting through a couple things in our inbox for like the next. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of value. When I used to actually interview people and hire them, there was always a lot of value, especially with new, if someone's like a recent graduate, it's like, what's their story? Like if they don't have a lot of working experience, like what patterns do we see, mm-hmm. you know, because the past is a good predictor of the future. And it always used to really impress me when people would like be able to keep up a job and balance. It's like you can show the balance between the schoolwork, but also just the independence mm-hmm. and someone who's kind of more of a go-getter and wants to be financially successful or be able to cover their bills. Like that's those sort of things. Like it wasn't like a deal breaker because I totally understand and respect having the opportunity to just focus on your education. Mm-hmm. But I just found like the people who were committed to also working when they could proved in the future to stay hard workers. And so actually like I'm in total agreement here of its character building. It's setting yourself up for the future. And also like maybe hone in on why don't you like your job? Like, are there lessons in that, you know, because typically those things kind of keep showing up until we learn them. Like, is it because of a bad boss? Well, like there's lots of bad bosses, you know, like you're in charge of your own success. But if it is something where you're just like, this is just, this is like soul sucking for me or whatever, like maybe keep working, but maybe just find a different job. Yeah. Right. And anyway, and trying out different things is cool too, from a job perspective, but I would definitely encourage you, if you can, from like a time perspective, to keep working, even if it's part-time. I think in the long run, there's also a lot you can learn from jobs that you're not picking up in school.
Yep.
Like more of the real world stuff. Okay. This one, This is a lot for us to tackle. Okay.
Oh.
Hey, ladies. First of all, love you. My 13-year-old child recently came out as trans. Born female, identifies as almost male, calling himself a demiboy. Pronouns he, they, and ZXI. Am I saying that right? We are 100% supportive of him and have learned a lot. Bought the books, joined the Facebook support groups, and have been going to a gender affirmation center to help with things we know nothing about. We know that gender dysmorphia is a real thing, and seeing the pain in my child's eyes when trying to find clothes that he feels comfortable in with his body curves and the pain of just having this female body that he can't relate to is completely heartbreaking. Completely heartbreaking. My question is, how do we handle telling my parents when he's ready? Of course. They regularly make jokes about homosexuals, believe any gender, male besides male and female, is all fake. I love my parents, but I'm scared I will need to cut all ties with them if they can't support my kid. I'm crying just writing this. I will always choose my child over anyone who doesn't treat him with respect. How do I tell them? Should I do it alone without my kid? Do I tell them up front that if they don't support this, we will just peace out? Help, anonymous proud mom.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to give you I thought when you first read the email that it was going to go a different direction. And I want to give you, mom and dad, I'm guessing, because you said we support him, major props for doing that, for supporting him. I feel like I would probably, once he feels comfortable, I would probably talk to them privately without him there. If you think they're going to have a bad reaction. I just saw this, another thing on TikTok, but this woman was like holding up a piece of paper and she's like, tell this paper something bad, right? So she's asking her kid to say it. And so it's like, you're ugly. And she crinkles the paper a little bit, right? And she keeps having him say like, mean things to the paper. And every time he says something, she crumples it a little more and then it's a ball. And then she goes, okay, now tell it you're sorry. And he says, I'm sorry. And so she opens the paper and she's like, is this fixed? Right. And it's on whatever, but it's still totally crumpled and has all these scars. And she was like, this is why you don't bully. And I really love that visual. And I feel like if your son is in a really fragile place right now, he probably looks up to his parent, his grandparents, and really respects them. And if they, like, he's probably going to have people that don't agree with his lifestyle. And hopefully there are people that are, you know, strangers or whatever that are, I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen, but just the world we live in. But I think it's so much more damaging if it comes from people that he looks up to and respects. So I think as a mom, I would probably talk to them first and say, here's the deal. I need you guys to be supportive in front of him. If you don't support him, like, between yourselves, then that's okay. But I will not allow you to say anything damaging to him.
That could traumatize him for the rest of his life.
That's going to traumatize. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And this is really important to me. We're going to come to you, but I need your commitment here because this is really important. And then, you know, let him tell, but that's probably what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, you can't control your parents, their reactions, however they're going to process, and you can't control the future. But to Ashley's point, you can do everything you can to protect your son.
And set a boundary.
And the other thing, I'll just like, I've never been in this situation, and I don't know how this is going to go for you. Nobody does, but I would very much love for you to keep us posted on how they receive the news and how they, like, what they decide. However, I was listening to a podcast a long time ago that was like, what does it take for people to change their minds? Like, how do people really change their minds? And it was basically what it came down to after, like, it was like a This American Life, and it was like an hour long episode. And it was basically like experiences. So like, if you're someone who's like, I am anti-gay, anti-lesbian, anti-all this, and then you meet someone and you become friends with someone, maybe it's your neighbor. So you're like, oh, that person is a lesbian and we are human. We are humans. Yeah.
And like, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be whatever of. There's nothing like we're all in this shared human experience together, and we set up these walls, right? That just don't, they're not real. They're not real walls. Like, we were all born exactly who we are. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And maybe, just maybe, this is going to be a learning experience for your parents, where they realize, oh, these things, like, maybe it's because we see whatever, you know, in whatever information sources we have or whatever ideologies we think we should subscribe to, maybe this is an opportunity for them to understand, like, oh, no, this is my grandson.
Yeah.
And maybe they will become his biggest advocates. You never know.
Right.
But as much as we're projecting into the future fears, and rightfully so, there, maybe there's a space for hope too. And then also just to take it one step at a time and just deal with it as it comes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were, I think our parents, and certainly our parents' parents, but I'm assuming like we're closer to your age. So yeah, our parents were raised in a different time where, I mean, it was weird for females to be the breadwinner, right? Like, there was gender roles for sure. And while racism is still very prevalent today, it was even more so back then. You know, different lifestyles, gay, lesbian, trans, were not accepted, like hardly at all, in our parents' generation. And so it doesn't make it right. But they learned those things. And as Call said, I think it is really difficult for people that are older to totally change their mind after practicing these beliefs for 60, 70 years or whatever. But it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Because this is all learned, and it can be unlearned, and they can learn something new. So
yeah.
Definitely keep us posted.
We love you. We love you. Yeah. And I'm in a lot of admiration of you and how you're parenting through this. And I think it's really beautiful. So please keep us posted.
How your parent, like, I thought you were going to say, what do I do?
Yeah.
And I was, and I would have probably, Colin and I both would have said, how your parenting would have been my response to you of like, this is how you need to support your son. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you're doing your part. And that's really amazing for him.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, you guys, we hope after hearing some two sips, you're just going to be thriving in your life. But let us tell you one more thing that'll help. And that's Thrive Market. You guys, I'm obsessed with Thrive Market. This is literally the coolest, best online store for healthy food, snacks, and body care products. You go on to Thrive Market and you just can find so many things on there to help beautify your pantry with delicious, healthy food, things that'll make your life easier. They're shipping. I can always, seriously, like, you order things on Thrive Market and it feels like it's at your door just in the next freaking minute. But I love how you can sort by, I mean, it's like amazing, you know.
It is very fast shipping.
Like, yeah. If you're gluten free or any of these, like, paleo, whatever, you can throw on filters on there. I love just browsing and going through all the different sections of Thrive. I actually Googled because I was going to do a Thrive order, and I went on Google and was like, hey, what are the most popular things on Thrive Market? And there's like all kinds of websites, and I got this bomb sriracha sauce, a couple staples, and, you know, spaghetti sauce. I got some things for Ben. Chris picked out like a couple little snacky things, some delicious crackers, and God, they're just the best.
Yeah, they have a huge variety. I love, you can either do 1 month at a time, or you can do a 12-month membership, which is what I do. And I place like literally probably two or three orders a month. It's amazing. So you guys got to go to Thrive Market, join today, and get 25% off your first order and a exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/sip. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/sip to get the exclusive offer of 25% off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else. thrivemarket.com/sip.
Ding, 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 ding.
Rant and rave.
Rant.
All right. So my rant, I don't think I talked about this. Have we talked about fruit flies?
No, but yeah. let's talk about fruit flies. Yeah.
So I don't know where they come from.
Yeah.
I don't know how all of a sudden it's just an infestation. And sometimes then you're like, okay, well, oh, here's a banana. Here's a banana that's been sitting out
this
too
checks
long. But
out.
Like, where yeah. do the fruit, where do they come? It's like they are just out of thin air, just arriving. And yeah. then they're, it's almost like one of them flies in and they say, oh, guys, come, tell the others. We need all the troops, you know? And they do, it's just like they storm the house.
Yep.
I was, what was I having last night? I had something for dinner last night. I was cooking it on the stovetop. Thank you, babe. I ordered, John
tequila
made it.
Tequila delivery.
I ordered another margarita. Thank you.
From stage left. I don't even see John's face. I just see just on the Zoom a hand set down tequila on the desk.
But in our little Make Mine a Double merch, this glass is nice.
It's
okay,
the best.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm making, it's on the oven.
Yeah.
And I'm stirring, and he just flies right in. And I think, serves you right, mother. Or like,
yes.
you're going to burn in my curry right
yes.
there. Burn in. I fished him out and threw him away. But I just don't understand why they exist. What
no.
do you think in the food chain is the purpose of a fruit fly?
Lizards. But I don't have lizards in Oregon. I don't
know. And I don't have lizards in my house either.
I don't know. I don't know their purpose.
Well, I'm not happy about it.
No, no.
You know?
Yeah.
So
they're just,
that's the deal.
They bug.
And I remember when I used to work at Nike. Oh, they bug. When I used to work at Nike, every spring without fail, we would
yeah.
have, like, you'd go by the break room, just fruit fly
everywhere.
Just, yeah. It was almost like it was spring break for fruit flies.
Mm.
Like they're down, you know, they're wherever. It's like, yeah, it's like Cancun. Every garbage bin is Cancun on spring break for fruit flies.
My God.
Exactly. This is what's going yeah. on. Anyway.
I mean, my rant is just, it's real specific, but it's cold butter. So we like to keep our butter.
Good point.
Like on the counter. And I don't know if that's safe. I don't care. Like nothing's happened to me for years.
Yeah, no, I think
like,
it's fine.
It's fine. Little butter dish. Yeah. And I like my butter super spreadable. Right? Like
yeah.
make a piece of toast. You want to be able to spread that butter. Sometimes, you know, the butter's like where it's empty. The dish
right.
is in the dishwasher. It's like, where's the butter? Make yourself a piece
right.
of toast or make a pancake. Where's the butter? Oh, it's in the fridge. You
yeah,
know,
can't use it. You can't use it then.
No.
Chunk up your toast.
Yes. Yeah. And the uh-huh. and the bread starts lifting. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to set it and I'm going to let it melt, you know, just a little bit. You know,
yeah.
but that's sort of a hassle situation. Pancakes are the worst. Trying to spread cold butter on a pancake, you're massacring your pancake.
They're supposed to be fluffy and great,
yeah.
and then all of a sudden butter comes in.
Yeah.
Ruins everything.
Yeah, yeah. This yeah. is, like I said, it happens far and few between, but the other day it happened, I thought, I just really don't like you, cold butter. I don't
yeah.
like you one bit.
No. You, hey, you,
yeah.
you,
get out of here!
All right,
Rave.
I just got to give, I want to pour one out for my homie, the French fry. I am so becoming French fry's number one fan. I
Whoa.
Cannot tell you how much I look forward to French fries.
What's your favorite French fry?
Well, I don't want to tell you this because.
What?
Well, I like Chick-fil-A's fries.
That's fine.
I mean, Chick-fil-A is suspicious. Or whatever. So
yeah.
Whatever the
yeah.
word is. They're not.
They're on our radar. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same with like Amazon. I don't think.
Sure.
Amazon,
yeah.
Never mind. But they get my money. I love them.
Yeah.
I really just like restaurant fries. I just want all around. I don't like fast food fries. So some people are all about McDonald's. Those like just, they don't even taste like potato to me.
Yeah.
But like a nice warm French crispy on the outside. It's just, I look forward to them. Like anytime we go out to eat, I now order. I think what started it, this is just occurring to me as I'm sitting here in the flesh with you.
Yeah.
When you go out to eat and you have kids, you're like, what's a quick thing I can get to come to the table?
Fries.
I feel like we started ordering fries
yep.
and then it's like way too much for you because your kid has four of them.
I
you know?
Might as
so
well
then
help
you're eating.
Out.
I may as well
yeah.
help. And now it's just like, holy shit.
I love ordering off the kids menu because Ben hardly eats any of it. I'm like, what do I want?
Mama.
This is my dinner and then this is going to be my little side snack.
Yeah.
Like a grilled cheese, please.
Yeah. So anyway, I got to give credit where credit is due and it's due to the French fries.
Do you like Red Robin fries?
Yes.
Yeah, those are my
favorite. But I don't like Red Robin.
I know, same, but I could, those Red Robin fries with ranch.
Yeah.
That's my favorite fry.
Do you know what my gripe is, though? Does this, what? It depends on the server or depends on who's there because, you know, they're bottomless.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's like they'll bring you fries and they know they're, so then they'll bring like four fries.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're like, why don't you just bring a few? Just come on.
Could we just get a little like, more?
Yeah, it's just a little, just like maybe 10,
you're shortening
15.
Me. Shorten.
I get they don't want to maybe create waste, but like four fries, that's only going to make me want more.
Don't insult me.
It's insulting.
Yeah. Well, this is a cracker.
But I do love Red Robin French fries. Yeah. That's a great call.
All right. My rave. You all know if you've been here a while that I have loved Stanley Tucci forever. You guys know that here.
We know
that I've been the Tucci maniac for a long time.
What do you think his squad's called?
The Tucci Gang.
Is it really?
Well, Saturday Night Live did like a song. They did like a little thing about him. And it was like Tucci Gang, Tucci Gang, Tucci Gang. It was a whole thing.
Okay.
But Stanley Tucci is having a moment, like, and he deserves it. So he has been, I mean, he's an A-list actor and he's been like obviously a celebrity for a long time, but a lot of, yes.
You think A-list?
Yes. Yes. He is one of the best actors of our time. I put him very high up on my list.
Yeah. When I said A-list, I didn't mean like caliber of, I guess I just meant
I mean quality of acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not in like popularity.
Okay.
Like he's been flying way under the radar for
which is the best kind of celebrity to be.
Level of talent is here. Level of like recognition exposure, of his talent, exposures here.
Yeah.
And this is coming up and I feel like it's like my favorite band getting popular and I love it because this guy deserves it. I'm obsessed with him.
Okay, tell me why you think this. Because was it here or I think it was on your faves last week where you talked about his show.
Yeah, so this is why I know this is like his, the show's becoming very popular. Even at work, someone's like, hey, what's up with the Stanley Tucci guy? I'm like, yes! Like, hell yeah!
Yeah, go Tucci! You know,
his Instagram's blowing up. He makes drinks live there. I just feel like he's having a little moment in the sunshine. And I love him.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I think you guys should be called the Tuccinators.
Yeah. The Tuccinators. You know? I love it.
The Tuccinators.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Anyway, it just makes me happy. He makes me happy. All right, you guys. You make me happy. Mm-hmm. Hit that five-star button.
You know what else makes us happy? Just kidding. I feel like we always do those transitions.
I know.
But you guys do make us happy.
You make us happy. Make us happy. Hit the five-star button. Tell us what you love. Leave a nice review. It keeps the pod going. Join us on Fridays if you haven't already. patreon.com/youcansipwithus. That's where you can get your Friday episodes. And you can sip with us always.
Always.
We will see you,
next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more You Can Sip With Us? How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/youcansipwithus or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.